right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Skyline studio here until 5 a.m. All of our regular Friday features coming up in a little bit. But right now, we want to welcome back to the show for his monthly visit, the consumer man himself, Herb Weisbaum. Check out consumerman.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at consumerman. He helps us out, talks about consumer issues, and takes your questions and your concerns at 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Let's welcome Herb back to the show. Herb, how are you?
Hi, Nick. I'm doing fine. Good. And for regular listeners, I'm here on time tonight.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yes, that's right. Last time you were out walking the dog, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah.
I told Tom, your producer, I've got more sticky notes in the house on the mirror, on the toilet seat, on the refrigerator, on my car dashboard. You're on with Nick tonight.
Well, we're always glad to have you, Herb. Give everybody background on you and all that cool stuff that we do every month.
Sure. I cover the consumer beat for NBCNews.com, write a weekly column for them. You can find all those posted on my website, consumerman.com. And if you feel like it, you can join the newsletter I have once a week. I just send out what I've been doing on my local radio station, KOMO, here in Seattle, and also what I do for NBC News. So it just keeps you up to date on what's going on. I like to save you money. I like to help you be smarter. I can't stand criminals and bad guys. Help you avoid the scams, and that's just what I try to do.
All right. We always talk about some consumer-related stories, and people can go to consumerman.com for all that information. All right. Okay, Herb, let's talk about the dark web monitoring. This is sometimes some people are a little confused by this. We can maybe shed a light a little bit on this on the story that you wrote about.
Sure. A second ago, you just had a commercial, actually, for dark web monitoring. It's the biggest thing going now for all of these services that are either security services or for credit monitoring services or monitoring services. And the problem that I shed the light on with these things is we're afraid of the dark web. We hear about it. We know that it's something nefarious. Basically, what it is, it's a part of the web that most browsers can't access, and this is where the bad guys do all their dirty work. You'll go to the dark web. You will find websites that sell stolen credit card numbers, that sell stolen debit card numbers, that sell stolen Social Security numbers, stolen license plate numbers, that sort of thing. So it's clearly something we have an interest in knowing about if our information is there. Odds are our information is there with all the data breaches that have taken place in the last couple of years. But these services are now using this as the pitch to get you to spend that $10 to $30 a month for their identity theft protection services. According to a survey or a report, I should say, by the Consumer Federation of America, 36% of those who'd seen the ads or heard the ads for dark web monitoring incorrectly believed that they can remove personal information from the dark web. They can't. And 37% mistakenly believe that they can prevent stolen information sold on the dark web from being used. They can't. So that's key confusion that people need to know. So in other words, if they spot something on the dark web, number one, they cannot remove it. If it's there, it's there. And number two, they can't stop the bad guys from using it. If it's there, it's there, and they can use it. So the reality is, the bottom line is, no one can erase the data that winds up in the underground cyber marketplace or prevent it from being sold, exchanged, or used. And with some of the commercials and some of the over-the-top ads that I've seen online, et cetera, a lot of companies pitching this service, it really makes it seem like they can do a lot more for you than they really can. And I think that's the major concern that I and other consumer advocates have.
Okay, well, what do they do then?
Well, actually, they use a technology that was developed in about 2006, and the term is called scraping. That's what it's called, Nick. The company can monitor hundreds of online chat rooms and websites and peer-to-peer networks that deal with stolen personal identity information, and then download that data for analysis, and then if they find that your information is on there, they can contact you and let you know that your information is on the dark web. But here's the deal. These darknet scrapers can't discover everything, and most of the stuff that's on the dark web, experts and even cyber criminals or former cyber criminals have told me, is behind paywalls. In other words, the bad guys have to pay for this stuff. You just don't go on the dark web and get stolen credit card numbers. You have to pay for them. They're behind a paywall. So this technology that these credit monitoring services or the identity theft monitoring services are using can't get behind those paywalls. So something like 90% of what's on the dark web, the bad stuff, is behind the paywall. So they can find a few things, but they can't find most of what's on there. And that's, again, another one of the problems problems with the advertising that makes it seem like they're doing everything when they're really not. So is this a valuable service or not? Some people I speak to for the story said absolutely not. It's a waste of time. They use words like fraud and scam and et cetera, et cetera. Others say, you know what, if you're already getting the service and this adds just a little bit more information to your database and maybe encourages you to take the steps you should take anyway because it's like a slap in the face, hey, your stuff is out there, pay attention, start being careful, then maybe it's worth it. But it's certainly something that I wouldn't be afraid of at night if I went to sleep and didn't have that service. I don't have that service, and I sleep very well, thank you.
Well, what are you can do on your own to battle this?
Sure. Well, there's a couple of things you can do. First of all, and we've talked about this on your show many times before, is monitor your accounts. You can check your credit card accounts, your check your bank accounts, your financial accounts. You know, some people say every day. I think that's a little over the top. I don't even do that. But once a week, just go online and look for anything suspicious because in the world of identity theft and cyber fraud, the quicker you find it, the less damage can be done. So the key is you want to find it more quickly. You can also, by the way, set up alerts on your accounts. So if folks listening haven't done that, go to your credit card account, go to your checking account, your debit card account, your financial account they offer, and you can go on in about a minute and a half, set up alerts. So, for instance, on my checking account, I know every time there's a check that was processed and I put on it $200. You can put on it whatever you want. I know every single time my credit card is used on a non-in-person transaction, so an internet transaction, I know instantaneously when that takes place. I get an alert from my bank. You can get email alerts. You can get text alerts. Anytime cash is taken out of the ATM, I know instantaneously when that is done. And foreign transactions. I'm not buying things in other countries. If somebody's doing a foreign transaction with my number, I want to know about it right away. So those are the kind of things you can do. Supercharge your passwords. I mean, that's the key is people are using really weak passwords and they're using them over and over and over again on multiple accounts. If they hack one account or your information's in the dark web on one account, they'll use their algorithms to try to use them on your other accounts. So get a password manager. There's a lot of them around. LastPass, Dashlane, KeePass. They're all with the stories on my website. They're on the, in this article. Some of them are free. They store your passwords, really complex passwords, unique for every site, and then you can use them on every single device you have, your laptop, your desktop, your mobile device, etc., and then have strong passwords. And then finally, something a lot of people don't do is get a copy of your credit report. It's free every single year, annualcreditreport.com, every 12 months from Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. You want to look for anything that doesn't make any sense. Your address was changed. Your date of birth has changed. There's credit cards you didn't take out, that kind of thing, and freeze your credit. We've talked about this many, many times. It's one of the most important things you can do. Lock up your credit file right away. It's free. Go to Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. Lock that up, and then criminals, if they get some of your information, they can't open new accounts in your name because to do that, you got to get a credit score, and if your file is locked up, nobody can get a credit score, so they can't open a credit card in your name, a bank account in your name, a cell phone account in your name, a cable account in your name, probably can't rent an apartment in your name. Makes it a lot harder to do the most lucrative crimes they try to do by freezing it. It's free. You can open it or close it anytime you want. You want to buy a car, you're going to go car shopping this weekend, you thaw the account. You just go online, boom, I want to open up temporarily for 3 days. The car dealer can run your credit score, tell you what the price for the loan is, or your lender can tell you what the price for the loan is, and it's locked back up again. And do it for the kids and the family as well. A million kids had their identity stolen last year. Bad guys love children because they have a clean slate and they're not looking at their credit file, so they have years and years and years to do nefarious things before it's ever spotted. And last but not least, Nick, just look for anything weird. You know, if your 10-year-old's getting jury summons, if your 5-year-old is getting notices that from collection agencies, a sign that something's wrong and you better investigate and find out what's going on. It's all the little warnings. Don't assume it's a mistake. Assume that that's a warning flag that something is going on in your life and you really need to take care of it.
All right. All right, and by the way, all the links and everything in that whole article is available at consumerman.com for your convenience. So there you go.
Yeah, and I just made a speech this week about identity theft, and one tip I shared with everybody was, you know those things we get every month from the insurance company that says, this is not a bill?
Yeah.
I tell, well, so we don't look at it?
Yeah.
Because it says this is not a bill. Why would I bother to look at it? That is a check every month on the kind of things that are being charged to you for medical. Medical identity theft is one of the top two types of identity theft because they make so much money using your medical file to charge things, buy drugs, and sell them on the black market, etc. Just take a quick skim. You know, if you see on it, Nick, that all of a sudden you got 100 oxycodone pills and you didn't do that, or you had your tonsils out in Cleveland and you weren't there and you still have your tonsils, somebody's using your medical file to do my medical identity theft and do bad things. That's how you use that. Just look and find there if there's anything that doesn't make any sense. That's what you're doing with all these things. If anything seems out of the ordinary, something's going on, that's how you can spot these things then and try to take care of them right away.
All right, Herb, thanks. Hang on a second, okay?
You got it.
All right. Herb Weisbaum is with us. He's the consumer man. Everybody hang on. We're going to get to your questions. If you have questions or concerns, 312-981-7200 for talk or text. And we'll get back with Herb right after we break for the news, which is coming up right after this. Again, 312-981-7200, text or talk for any consumer-related questions or concerns, and Herb will help you out. All right. News is up after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 a.m. It's Friday. That means all the regular Friday features will be coming up straight out of context. Nick D. Show Spies, You Big Dummy. Fly Jams Friday. All that and more. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Let's get back to our conversation, our monthly visit with Herb Weisbaum. He's the Consumer Man. Check out consumerman.com. He's here to talk about some consumer stories and issues and answer your questions. And let's get Herb back on the line. Hi, Herb.
Hello, Nick.
All right. We have a listener who has a question.
Okay.
Here's Laura on WGN. Go ahead, Laura.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, Herb, for taking my call. And I too, am, by the way, a sticky person, sticky no person, and a dog lover. And thank you for reminding me to freeze my credit. Okay, I'll be very quick because I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to get their questions in.
Sure, go ahead.
On March 17th, these are a pertinent date. On March 17th, I went in for a massage to a massage therapist who I'd been seeing on a regular basis. I would go on occasion. I bought a package before and had exhausted it, and then let some time go by and then decided to re-fear. At the end of the massage, one-hour massage, I asked her whether or not I could get a three-pack. And she says, yes, of course, you could use this day's massage as a three-pack, but you have 3 months to use your massages, as is on my website. I said, okay, no problem. So I went to book the second massage, and she kind of screwed up the appointment, but it ended up that I went for May 1st for my second massage. And as I'm leaving, she says, you know, you only have until May 14th to use your third massage. And I said, no, I have until June, early to mid-June. She goes, no, you don't. So then we were going back and forth. I have no idea what to do. I tried to contact the Better Business Bureau, but they said that's not the kind of thing that they deal with. And then she sent me this very weird note, which reads as follows. As I stated to you before, massage three packs are to be used within 3 months of their purchase date. You scheduled an appointment for a 60-minute massage, and upon checking out, you decided on purchasing a three-pack and asked if I could use one of the massages against your already scheduled service. I complied and informed you that you had two remaining massages and that you must use them by May 17th. Of course, I was in a daze, didn't do anything, didn't acknowledge it. I just left. Ordinarily, yes, your three-pack would cover 3 months from the date of purchase, but because you did not pay for your regular scheduled massage, I don't know what she means by that, it left you with two remaining massages. Yes, it did leave me with two remaining to be used within the next 2 months. No, within the next 3 months. It's good for 3 months.
Okay, so making a long story short, they won't deal with you?
What?
Now she just says you must use your last massage. She was advised you must use your last massage by June 17th Please note that you now have an unpaid balance, though, of $85 for massage services rendered on March 17 due immediately. I have no idea what she's thinking.
All right, Herb.
Okay, so how did you pay for this?
I put it on my credit card.
Okay, so you should talk to your credit card. If the Better Business Bureau won't help you, and I'm surprised because this is the kind of thing they actually try to help people do. Maybe you got the wrong person there. But if the BBB can't help you, you have basically two options. You can, I would contact the credit card company. You're going to have to put this in writing. You can challenge the charge right away on the phone, call the 800 number on your card, but then you're going to have to follow up with a letter and tell them what's going on. Or you could, if you want to, you feel like you want to pursue it, you can take it to small claims court just to make your point that, you know, you might want to just say, this is not right, put it in writing, and if you're not going to honor the terms of the deal, I'm going to take you to small claims court.
I thought about the credit card thing, but I paid $218 for three, and I did get two. So what am I complaining that I didn't get?
Well, you're complaining that you didn't get what you paid for. You paid for three.
Right, but she's willing to now give me my third by June 17th. But now she's adding, but P.S., you owe me $85 now.
Okay, let me do this. Why don't you give Nick's producer your telephone number, because this is a little more complicated than I can do in 60 seconds here, and we'll try to figure this out offline for you, okay?
All right, Laura, hang on, okay? Hang on, Laura.
The rule here, Nick, is you've got to, when you purchase something from a small little shop, you better get it in writing and get a certificate of stone that's on my website or whatever. And the smart thing is, if you do use a credit card, you have someone to go to if there is a problem. And if the business is really doing something crazy, then you really got to figure out what to do other than that. But at least, you know, if the credit card was a smart way to do it. But always get those things in writing. And you have to be careful. You buy advanced things. If the company goes out of business or whatever, you're out of luck. You know, it's like lifetime warranty, or lifetime is the warranty of that company, how long it stays in business, not necessarily your lifetime.
Right. Okay. All right, Laura, hang on, and we'll get the information from Laura and get it to Herb, and he can help you out off the air. You wrote about where you can find the cheapest prices on dog and cat food.
Yes. Because you know I have my critters, my dog and my cat.
Yep.
And it's estimated that the average pet parent spends about $120 to $500 a year feeding their dog or cat for their kibble and chow kind of thing. And a lot of people might not realize how much these products really do vary from place to place. And I got a report from the group called checkbook.org. They're from the Center for the Study of Services, an independent nonprofit consumer group, great organization back in Washington, D.C. And they print a publication called Consumer's Checkbook, sorry, that's the name of it. And one of the markets I believe it is actually sold in is in Chicago.
Mm.
And they decided to find out. So what they did is they compared prices for 11 popular dog food and cat foods at a sample of pet stores and big box stores and grocery stores and warehouse clubs in a bunch of cities, including Chicago and here in Seattle. And they priced them out, and they found out that if you get the best price versus the worst price that they found, you could save 40% overall on what you would pay for your pet food. That
Wow.
is a pretty big spread.
That is.
And some of the things that they found were the lowest prices were consistently offered by the places I think you might expect. Walmart would be one, and membership warehouse clubs, Sam's Clubs, and BJ's Wholesale. Costco, they said, also has really low prices for pet food, because most of what they have is their own Kirkland brand. It was not easy to compare prices and match it up with the others.
Right.
So, but here's the breakdown. Here are the four bullet points. Sam's Club prices were 22% lower than the all-store average. BJ's Wholesale Club was 18% lower than average. Walmart was 12% lower than average, and PetSmart was only about 2% lower than average. Petco was about the same as average, Checkbook found out.
Mm. Okay. And what about online? Because I know a lot of people are using services online to get their pet supplies.
And you would assume that a lot of people will say, well, it's online, it's got to be cheaper, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily, at least based on what this survey found. I mean, having a 50-pound bag of dog food dropped off of your house is convenient.
Yeah.
But you know, it depends on how much more you're paying for it. They found that Chewy.com, that's actually a company I use, was the least expensive online option, with prices about 11% lower than the all-star average. But listen to this one. Amazon's prices for the products they surveyed were 5% higher than average, more expensive than several other online retailers' prices, and about 18% higher than Chewy's.
Wow.
A lot of people think Amazon has the lowest price on everything. Amazon does not have the lowest price on everything. Take that from a guy who lives in Seattle, where they're headquartered. But if you're going to shop online, a couple of tips. Make sure you order enough to get the free shipping, because if you're going to pay for the shipping, it's not worth, you're going to lose any benefit you have. And in some cases, you can order online and pick up at the store and save. So at Petco, you get an in-store pickup of 10% discount. PetSmart, it's a 5% discount. And then some of these companies, like Chewy.com and Amazon, offer what's called auto ship program. So you agree that every month you're going to get a certain supply of stuff. And if you do that, you're probably going to save about 5%. That sounds like it's onerous, but don't worry, because you can modify the shipment and say, no, this month I have too much. I don't want this, or I don't want that. Or I want to change it around. So it's not like you're locked in. But if you regularly do it and know exactly how much you're spending, you can get a situation where you'll save a little bit on that.
Okay. Now, you did your own shopping. You went to...
Yeah, I just decided to do a little investigative reporting here and just see what was... It was fascinating. So I went in person to 6 stores in the area, and then I went to 6 online stores, including some of the ones at the physical stores I had just gone to. And it was fascinating to see, because here's what I found out. I found out that prices are, as the survey showed, are all over the place, Nick. I'll give you just one example. A bag of Pedigree Complete adult dog food, which everybody sold, was 52 cents a pound at the cheapest place and $1.40 a pound at the most expensive place.
Wow.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
I can't do the math because I'm a reporter, but that's a big difference. In most cases, buying the bigger size will save you money, but not always, so you have to be sure to check. Online prices, as the checkbook folks found out, are not always the lowest prices. And in some cases, the store and the online had the same price. But in some cases, I found one case where the online price was significantly higher than the store price, which didn't make any sense, but that was where it was. And then finally, just it's not easy to comparison shop, because all these products come in a million different sizes. Like the Chewies, you know, the thing you give your dogs to clean their breath and clean their teeth.
Yeah.
You know, they came in, Greenies, I'm sorry, Greenies, isn't
Greenies,
it?
Yeah.
They came in six-pack, 8-pack, 12-pack, 24-pack, 36-ounce pack. So you're trying to figure this out. Even if you have unit pricing in your area, it's like, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You have to use a calculator on your phone, or there's what's called a unit price calculator online, and put in the size and the price, and it tells you what the real price is, which is the only real way, because sometimes the bigger price size was not really always the cheapest. And if you get to a place where there's a small package, like some pet stores had really small packages, and you're stuck, you may buy it there because you have to, but that's certainly not the way to buy on a regular basis. You're probably going to be paying more money for that.
And another thing I found really interesting is that there are actually peak times to buy your pet food and pet supplies during the year.
Yeah, I spoke to the folks at RetailMeNot. It's a great site with all kind of coupons, and they do have coupons, by the way, for pet food. So if you're looking to do that, they have a lot of manufacturers and some store coupons. And they said the deepest discounts on dog and cat food are around Memorial Day. I have no idea why, at 19% off. And then other peak times, they say, are the end of September and during Cyber Week after Thanksgiving. So if it's dry food and it's not going to go to waste, you can stock up. I always say buy it when it's cheap and stick it in the cupboard if you can.
Yeah, no, that's a good advice, real good advice.
Yeah.
The full article with links and everything is available on consumerman.com. In a related question from the 630 area code, they say, "Hi Herb, adopted an 8-month pup, and what animal insurance is most favored? Thank you."
Well, I did a story about that a short time ago, and according to Checkbook, which actually did a huge survey of these things, they found two that they gave top two paws up to. It was Healthy Paws and Trupanion. Two of the big national companies are the ones that they thought were two of the best. Anything is better than what most people have, which is nothing, and then you get stuck with a huge bill, and it does happen, thousands and thousands of dollars. If you want to, Nick, if you can get that, if that person is listening, if you send me a note to herb@consumerman.com, I will send you the link to this article, which spells out everything you need to do, or go on my website and just click down into the old stories. You'll see a picture of my dog, Sam, and it talks all about pet insurance, and it goes into the ins and outs and why it makes sense and everything like that.
Okay. That's 630 area code. Go ahead.
Oh, so, you know the story. My dog got a disease called leptospirosis. It's normally fatal, but I got him to emergency in time a couple of years ago, and he was in ICU for 5 nights, $10,000.
Wow.
And, I mean, as healthy as could be, and then got this back to this bug and was on his butt, so to speak, and almost died. It was because it goes to your kidneys, their kidneys. And $10,000 bill, I have trupanion, and I had a $9,000 check within 3 days.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't know a health insurance company for people that's that good.
Yeah, that's true. Herb, hang on, okay?
Okay.
Herb Weisbaum is with us, and we'll get more consumer stories coming up right after we take this break on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, here till 5 a.m. It is Friday. That means all the regular Friday features will be coming up. Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, and You Big Dummy. We're also going to talk about Peter Mayhew, who played Chewbacca. He passed away. We'll talk about that and remember him. And much more right here on 720 WGN. Also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now we're talking with our good friend Herb Weisbaum, who joins us once a month. He's a contributor to NBC News and KOMO in Seattle. You can follow him on Twitter at ConsumerMan and check out his website at ConsumerMan.com. Herb, welcome back.
By the way, do you know how tall Peter Mayhew was?
7'4".
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
he was. I never knew that until I heard the obituary tonight.
Yeah, 7'4". He was a huge guy, very, very big guy. Yeah. So, people love Chewbacca too. I mean, even if you're not a Star Wars fan, Chewbacca's got to be one of your favorite characters.
I am a Star Wars fan, and in my career, at one point, I got to go to Skywalker Ranch and watch them making the first Star Wars video when I was CBS Network.
Wow.
Man, oh man, was that a thrill of a lifetime.
It's got to be. That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll talk about him in a little bit.
Okay.
All right, Herb, we're getting back to it. You also wrote about how to recycle, resell, and buy used electronics. This can tend to be a dicey thing, correct?
Well, it's actually a good thing if you're just careful about what you do, and it's a good thing for the environment, obviously. I mean, we're always changing these cell phones and these devices. A lot of people just simply throw them away. These things are not designed to go into a landfill. They're toxic waste. They got chemicals that can leach out into the water supply, so you don't want to do that. And the point of the story was that you can, if you have something old, what you can do with it is don't throw it in the trash. If it's still working, you could donate it if you want to, or you could recycle it if you want to, or you could sell it if you want to and get some money for it. And you can do that through a company called Eco ATM Gazelle, as in the animal, Eco ATM Gazelle. And they have these kiosks all over the place where you can literally just, they're thousands of them all across the country, and you can go there like in a shopping mall and tell them what you have, and they'll make you an offer. And if you accept the offer, you put it in the slot, and you get your money in a gift card or a PayPal or however you want the money to come instantaneously. Or you can go online to their website and Gazelle. Just go to gazelle.com and they'll make you an offer in 60 seconds or less as to what you have. And if you're interested, they'll send you the box and they'll send you the shipping and they pay for it. You send it back. And once they verify, that your device is in the shape that you say it is, they'll send you off the money. So that's the good thing for the one side. And then if you're looking to buy electronics, you know, you can buy these, refurbished products that are basically as good as new. You know, these days when the reason why manufacturers don't want to bring stuff back is because they can't sell it a used item. Even if you open the seal or took it out of the box, it's new again. So they've got to have a market for these things. And what they do is they refurbish these old things, and in some cases, it's just simply repackaging them nicely. Some cases, it's just making sure everything's okay and replacing with factory parts anything that might be damaged. But most cases, they're fine. And they sell them for really cheap. And you can go online. Big stores have them, like Best Buy has them, and Amazon has these places where they sell recycled products, refurbished products. Or you can go to the manufacturers. Dell has them, Samsung has them, Apple has them. Or you can go to this site, Gazelle. They not only buy, but they sell the ones that they buy. And I went online the other day, and I found a iPhone XS Max, 64 gigabyte, excellent condition for $824. An iPhone 6, excellent condition for $174. Yeah, it's a little bit of older technology, but the 6 was a good phone. And if, you know, you just need a phone and don't need the latest and greatest, why spend a fortune for it? And an iPhone iPad Pro 12.9-inch screen. It's got Wi-Fi 4G LTE, excellent condition for $529. So this can also be a money-saving way to buy electronics, and the only way the circle works is for people to buy the stuff that's being sold back to these companies so they can make some money on it. Some of them give guarantees, like Samsung and Apple. They give you a year warranty on their products,
mm-hmm.
So you can feel secure about doing that. And if you're looking to save money and don't need the latest and greatest, it's certainly a smart way to go.
Well, and it seems like there are a lot of outlets that do this, where you can buy used electronics.
Oh, there's a ton of them. I mean, as I said, Amazon has what it calls its warehouse deals. Apple Store has it. Best Buy has its outlet store online. There's actually an outlet store here in Seattle, so I think they have some of the outlet stores in the physical space as well.
Yeah.
A company called Black Market that I had never heard of, but a lot of people recommended to me. A very good electronics company called Crutchfield Outlet Store. Dell, Microsoft, Samsung certified pre-owned, Walmart certified refurbished. Lots of places. They're all listed, links directly to them with this story on consumerman.com. But again, maybe for a kid, a second device, you just don't really need something that much. They're really good products. I bought a pair, you know, the headphones you wear. I bought a refurbished pair of those that I needed at the radio station. They're usually those Sony things are like $200-something.
Yeah.
And I got them brand new, $60. The box had been open. They couldn't sell them as new.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a really good way to go.
Got to keep looking around for things. And you should purge your digital devices before you sell or recycle them, correct?
Yes, thank you. That is the really, really big point. You can't count on them to do it. You've actually got to be careful and purge your device, and that means if it's a phone, you remove the SIM card. Deleting the old data is not enough to do that. You've got to actually run some software to actually nuke anything that may be on the device, and again, I have links to that on the story. And then if you're about to buy a device, and here's the really part that people don't think about, you don't know if that device has malware on it. I mean, it's supposed to be set to factory settings. Everything's supposed to be scrubbed and clean, but that's not necessarily the case. A friend of mine did a shopping spree a couple of years ago, and he found all kinds of data on these things. I mean, tax records, pornography, all kinds of stuff. So it means they didn't clean off the phone. And if you get that phone or that laptop or whatever, and it's got malware on it, it could steal all your personal information. So you've got to make sure that you put a security software on there right away and run that software before you do anything on that recycled device, just to be safe.
Okay. All right. And again, the full story is available at consumerman.com.
With lots of links. Yep.
All right. Cool. Before we let you go, we got one last quick question. Here's Joe. Joe, go ahead.
Listen, Nick, I look for the Herb's appearance every month. This is a real good program.
Okay.
Thank
What's
you.
Your question? We're running out of time, Joe.
Real brief question. I'm a Costco member. Opinion about buying a car through Costco as opposed to going to the dealership and negotiating myself.
Right. I can tell you I bought two cars by going through Costco, and it makes the process incredibly easier. I went with a friend of mine who used to sell cars, and he said to me, and he bought his car that way, he said, yeah, if we had spent 2 hours haggling, I probably could have gotten it down another $100. My time is valuable to me. The dealer has the right to make a little bit of profit. By using the program, I knew that I was getting a good deal. Where you got to be careful is they're still going to try to make money on the upsells to the features or the back room where they're doing the financing. That does not get taken care of with the Costco, the price. So that's what you got to make sure. Always go with somebody if you're going to a car dealer, and you can always shop around and compare that price to another dealer and just say, hey, I got this price here. Are you willing to beat it? And if so, I'll shop with you. But that's the answer to that question.
There you go. Then, all right. Joe, thanks for the call.
We'll thanks,
help
Joe.
You out. And again, real quickly, you did put a story up that if people want to read it, we don't have time to talk about it, but
sure.
The Travel Rewards credit card.
Because it's travel season, and you know, they can be really, really good if you use them carefully. Only if you pay off the balance in full every single month. And we also looked at some of the bonuses. People just think they're better than they are. That was the point of the story. Some people thought a point was worth a dollar, or a mile's worth a dollar. They're worth a penny. So they got a little carried away with and disappointed with what they thought they were going to get. So this sort of explains how they really work, lists some of the best ones. And tomorrow or so, we're going to have a story up also about the top-rated airlines and hotels. So if you're doing any traveling, check consumerman.com over the weekend or on Monday, and I'll have all that stuff up there for you.
That's great. Herb, always a pleasure, man. It's always informative and lots of fun to talk to you, and we'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, Nick. You have a good one.
All right, buddy. Take care. Herb Weisbaum, our good friend, consumerman.com is the website. Everything you need, and subscribe to his newsletter. He's here to help.